give vibe to. Something you can ride to. Come alive to. The flesh gotta die. Hey.
Once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, I greet you from the island nation of Sri Lanka, where, despite all of our flaws, despite all of our failures, despite all of our struggles, trials, and tribulations, Jesus Christ is Lord. And He is Lord over all, and He is Lord in all. And in Him we live and move and have our being. In Him we trust, we go forward, we proceed. We advance amidst opposition. You know, it is completely normal for you and I to be opposed by everything that this world has. That's completely normal. If you're going to follow Christ Jesus, and you are, you definitely are. You are a follower of Christ Jesus. If you're going to follow Him, you're going to experience what He experienced. You know, Jesus asked those that, you know, sought position, you know, I mean, sit at your right, sit at your left. James and John with their mother pushing them, advancing them. sounds like certain mothers I know of. But yes, and Jesus asked them, you know, can you drink the cup that I'm about to drink? Can you be baptized with the baptism that I'm going to be baptized with? And, you know, they assumed that they could. They said, oh, yeah, we're able. But Jesus knows your heart. And if it was not for His Holy Spirit, hear me now, if it was not for His Holy Spirit that quickens us, that empowers us, that enables to do what we could not otherwise do, nothing's going to happen. You and I fail if it was not for His Holy Spirit. See, if it was not for the Spirit of God moving through you, quickening you, helping you, enabling you, if it was not for His Spirit that does that, there's no way. It's not going to happen. So, you know, the fact that He does that for us by His Spirit, you know, that's why Jesus told the disciples, stay in Jerusalem until you receive the promise, Holy Spirit. And they stayed. The ones that stayed, 120 stayed. 500 plus were invited. 120 showed up. And those that were there received that gift. And that gift gave them power. It gave them power to be a witness. It gave them power over the world and the world system. Because greater is He that lives in us than he that lives in the world, than he that's in the world. It's that power that God puts in us, enables us, strengthens us to trump over that work of the enemy. See, God has His way. And part of His way is molding us, shaping us, smashing the heck out of us. You know, God is, you know, okay, take a silversmith, right? Because there's different analogies that Scripture uses for the process that we go through. But take the silversmith. If he's going to make something out of that silver, well, it gets fired, it gets heated, it cooled, it gets, you know, one time somebody was telling me that the way the silversmith knows when he's purifying the silver, the way that he knows when it's finished is when in that, because, you know, all the dross is being burned off, is being burned up, is being brought to the surface, as it's going through that firing process, the way that the silver is known that it's been purified and it's ready is that the silversmith can see his own reflection in it. I thought that was pretty powerful. You know, if that's the case and God is putting us through that process, it's Him putting us through a process whereby He can see Himself in us. And we get fired, we get beaten, we get put into all kinds of difficult, pounding situations. And yet, if you look back and honestly look back, you can see God's hand on your life. You can see Him leading and guiding you even when you didn't understand, even when you weren't quite sure, even when you didn't know what your next move was. And God was guiding you. God was taking care of you. God was the lifter of your head. He brought you out. He brought you through. Now, in that process, He knows what He's doing with you. You know, in that process, He that began a good work is carrying it on to completion. God will take care of His people. God will watch over His inheritance. God will build your life and make you into something amazing. He will do it. And it is the work of His hands. We are the people of God. We are the sheep of His pasture. And He knows what He's doing with you, knows what He's doing with me. And, you know, a very good principle that God taught me early on. I mean, everything He's taught me has been good. But this was a very helpful, helpful thing for me. Was the need to go through. Not to get out, but to go through. You know, a lot of people, what they want is they want to get out. Their goal is to get out. They don't want to... They get into a tough situation, and the first thing they want, I want out. I don't want to be in this anymore. I seek pleasure and avoid pain. That's what they look for. So, the goal is to get out. Whereas God wants people that will go through. Yea, though I walk... What, out of the valley of the shadow of death? No, through. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou restorest my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You know, He is the shepherd. Where does He lead His people? Beside the still waters. He restoreth your soul. You know... He takes His people to a good place. He takes His people to a still place. You know, that's part of that process of going through the valley of the shadow of death, is God's taking you to a place where things are still and there is peace. You know, when there's peace, when the conflict is settled. Sounds profound, doesn't it? Ah, yeah. No, you know when there's peace is when the conflict is settled. You know, the reason why people don't have peace in this world is because the conflict within them is never settled. And because the conflict inside is never settled, they live without peace. They live without hope. They go from one distraction to another, from one drink to another, from one problem, from one concern to another. Never ever dealing with the fundamental cause, the fundamental problem, which is there needs to be peace inside. And the only way that that's going to happen is if you settle the war which is within. And what's the way that the war within can be settled? Is when the Prince of Peace, it's when the Prince of Peace takes lordship over that territory. And where does He take lordship? Within. Jesus said, My kingdom is within you. Luke 17, 21 through 22. When they asked Him, you know, where the kingdom would show up. And Jesus said, look, don't look here and there. All these people are going to say this stuff. He said, the kingdom is within you. So that peace is settled within. When you and I have the lordship of the Prince of Peace within. You know, I think about, you know, some of the stuff that I've struggled with even in recent months. And the thing that I've realized with that process too is that there's still been, if I dig down in the core, there's still been peace. Because I know within the core of who I am that I am a child of God. And I belong to Him. You're a child of God. You belong to Him. You know, look, you and I are not hard. We're not playing hard to get with God. We want Him. We want His will. We want His purpose. We want Him to lead and guide us. We want Him to take charge. We want His lordship. We want to default to Him. That's what we want. That's what I want. The core of me, with every second of every day, every decision, every choice that's made, the desire is, Lord, Your kingdom come. Your will be done. And at the same time, too, I do not want to be controlled by the institutions of men. The parameters set by the world and the world system. There is something in me that doesn't want to. Now, here's the balancing point. I got to clarify that a bit. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego sold into captivity. Well, not sold. They were taken into captivity. Along with Daniel. Book of Daniel, you can read it. Chapter 1 through 12. Book of Daniel. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, along with Daniel, purposed in themselves that they would not be defiled by that world system. Purposed in themselves that when it came down to the food that they ate, if they could do anything about it, that they would refrain. Now, it's not the food as much as the heart condition. The heart condition of those four said in themselves, look, it doesn't matter that everybody else is going that way. Because there was a lot of other people taken into captivity with them. A lot of other smart, good-looking guys brought into that situation. And, you know, with that situation, with what took place there, what it wasn't the food. It was the fact that in their heart, they said, I do not want to be defiled by this system. And because I serve a living God. And they asked. They asked to be tested in that. And God gave favor and did something amazing to show that they were better off without the king's meat. Better off, you know, on a simple diet with simple requirements. And what did God do with them? He blessed them with wisdom, with knowledge, with understanding, with better replies, with better responses, the ability to have dreams and interpret them and to understand. God gave them the keys that unlocked incredible divine gifts and divine activity with mankind. Why did He do that for them? Because in their heart, in the core of who they wanted to be His and only His. They wanted His lordship. And even though they were, by circumstance, put into captivity, the core of who they were wanted the Prince of Peace, wanted the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, wanted Him to rule over them. And God gave them incredible wisdom and incredible diplomacy as well. I mean, you think about the situation that they were in. I mean, there's plenty of times that they could have been undone. But God provided a way. God provided an incredible way for them to be all right. And, you know, that process, you know, put them in the situation with Nebuchadnezzar. Where, what did he do? He himself, he ended up putting them in a what would have been a no-win situation. You know, either they die, or, you know, and bow, or they, you know, give up their soul. You know, either they bow or and they give up their soul, or they die in the fiery furnace because they refuse to obey. And what did they say? They said, O king, we're not going to be careful in answering you concerning this matter. Why? Because here's the thing about being around the world. When it came down to the loyalty of their heart, when it came down to the core of who they were, anything that conflicts with the kingdom of God and His righteousness, that is something that, you know, you don't play. Because God wins. Whenever those decisions need to be made, God wins. Because He is your Lord. He is your King. And what He's done is He's always made a way for the people that trust Him, that love Him. He's always made a way for them. Through it all. The process of making a way for them and through it all is when they put themselves in that situation where they're dependent on His Lordship, dependent on Him showing up, dependent on Him carrying them through, He shows Himself strong on behalf of His people. He's got a way. He's got a way of showing Himself strong on behalf of His people, taking care of His servants, watching over them. And it's usually well after the enemy has played his hand and all the minions of the devil have done their worst, and after they've just lashed out with everything that they got on the people of God, it's after that that God shows Himself strong and does something incredible. Because first, He takes it all, just like He did at the cross. At the cross, Jesus took it all. He didn't give any of it back. He took it all. And once they'd given Him everything that they could and lashed out with Him with everything that they possibly could, then He flipped the script and showed His triumphant victory over everything. And that's what God does with you and I. That's why you got to go through. You don't want to go out. You don't want to get out. You want to go through. Go through it. When you go through, that's when you'll see the victorious hand of God upon your life. To him who overcomes. That's what God's call is. To him who overcomes. And that's your call this day. So hey, God bless you guys. Love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Hey, we read them. So grateful that you guys write in. And keep on keeping on. God bless you guys. Talk to you later. Bye.